You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. It's second day of Surfaces 2026, and I'm in the largest space at the show with Mohawk, and I'm with Jeff Meadows, who is the president and chief commercial officer for Mohawk's residential business. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you, Kemp.
Well, we've been traveling together for a while now. Let's start with that. You've been doing your Mohawk Momentum Road shows, and you've been in multiple cities all over the country. Tell us what you've been hearing from your dealer base.
Yeah, so we started out in Atlanta and Dallas the first week, and then we moved on to Washington, D.C., and we had our West Coast show, and of course, we've been in CCA and now out here. But I tell you what, I think the mood has been really, really good. The customers, now we had the storm this past weekend, but up until then, they've been saying their traffic in January was actually very encouraging. It was a lot better, and they seem to be pretty upbeat.
You mentioned Fern, but you know, look at the traffic, look at your space right now. I don't think it was a serious impact, do you?
I don't think so, because honestly, most people from the East don't come out here much anymore. I would say the only impact is the people probably maybe in Texas, because Dallas had some ice, and they do come, but the East Coast doesn't really come out here, so it hasn't impacted traffic much at all.
So last night, you announced from the stage in this space that you have a new partnership with the CFI, which is the Certified Floor Covering Installer Group. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we became the executive strategic premier partner for them, and Kempy, think about it, people haven't felt it the last 3 years because we've had a recession in flooring. But if you go back to 21 and 22, it was hard to find installers. There was a shortage, and it took 8-10 weeks for people to get their flooring done, you know, retail. So we want to jump back into that. We know that the market's going to come back at some point. We're going to need additional installers. The average age of an installer is probably 54, 55 years old. And so we have to be able to recruit and train better installers. So we're excited about it, because if you don't have an installer base, our customers aren't going to survive. And guess what? Neither are we. So we got to put a lot of time and money into that.
It's actually not a floor. I mean, it comes in a box or comes in a roll. It's not a floor until it's installed, right?
100%. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Well, congratulations on stepping up on that. Thanks so much for doing it.
Yeah, no problem. We're glad to do it.
All right, so let's look back on 2025 from a product perspective with Mohawk on the residential side. What were some of the stellar products you rolled out?
I would tell you the two biggest, I'll just call it three highlights that we had. Number one, Karastan, the high-end market, still did really, really well. So people that had money spent money. So that never declined. The other two is our PureTech, you know, which is our non-PVC resilient product. I think with the tariffs and everything else that went in, that's a domestic manufactured product. We had a big year there, and then RevWood just continues to grow year after year after year, just gets more adoption at retail. I think when you have those low-end SPC products that are 4+ ones, 5+ ones that are imported, when you have tears, they change formulas, then they don't perform, and people look for a solution, and RevWood and PureTech's a great solution for that.
So on the upper end, I mean, Black Label was a big hit, right? I mean,
Black Label's done really well. It's definitely on right on our forecast, what we thought it would do. It's primarily a rug and runner program, and I mean, some people do install Broadloom with it. I would tell you we've done a lot more rugs and runners with it.
And when you look at the soft side of the business, you've got actually three fiber platforms, right? I mean, you've got nylon, you've got smart strand, and you've got PET, right?
That's right. We got all three still. We really focus nylon in our Karastan offering. Smart strand is primarily, you know, in the Mohawk offering, and then polyester is also there. Just so you know, this year we added some really nice polyester. I know you're going to probably ask me about 26, but that's good. We added some really nice polyester products in 26 in the Mohawk line that at the shows have been really, really well received.
Oh, you have wool. I forgot that.
Yeah, we still have wool in Karastan. And a little bit in Godfrey Hirst also.
Why don't you roll to 26? Tell us what you're most excited about this year.
Well, you know, we're standing here in front of a color wall for hard surface, and it's a Mohawk color wall. And it's one of those things that really no one else could do, because we have all the RevWood SKUs, we have all the PureTech SKUs, we have RPET SKUs, we have SolidTech SKUs. So you look at it, and you got 200 different SKUs, and it's got the best scratch warranty on the planet, it's got the best waterproof warranty, and it's backed by Mohawk. And if you buy it full go, it's over 200 SKUs, but it comes in 60 SKU modulars. So if you only want 60 of them, you can get a 60 set, or if you want 90. So it's basically a menu type item, and it's been really, really well received.
So the construction types that are in this, I mean, it goes all the way from your PVC free product to regular LVT, and then over to laminate.
Yep. Okay. So we have them all. And, you know, we did consumer research back in the fall, and scratch is really more important to people than water. So what we try to do is let's build a wall that's the best scratch resistant wall in flooring.
And most of it's USA made too, right?
It's almost all, it's probably 85% USA. Uh-huh. Yep.
How about on the soft side? What's new this year?
So on the soft side, as I mentioned earlier, we did some new constructions and new color lines in polyester. Yeah. Those were all, let's say, wholesale between $9 and $14. And those have been really, really well received. We've updated our Smart Strand color wall this year, which we have a new anti-allergen for that wall that's, you know, oh yeah, so it's called, we call it Purees. So if the consumer walks in, they're concerned about allergies or whatever, we now have a solution for that. So that's probably been our two biggest ads that we had for carpet this year.
And what are you doing for pets?
Oh, we do everything for pets. I tell you what, if you have a pet and in hard surface or soft surface at Mohawk and you can't get a stain out, we'll replace it, right? I mean, so we're all over pets.
So the dealers that love Mohawk, I mean, you got all kinds of different programs. You got Edge next year where you're going to be bringing them back together. Why do they buy from Mohawk, you think?
Couple things. I think number one, you know, we've really been an innovative company, you know, over the years. So we try to bring new solutions, if not every year, every other year to the business. We've been pretty consistent, you know, large scale supplier with our trucks and our manufacturing domestic. And at the end of the day, though, Kemp, you know, we've been doing this a long time. People buy from people, don't they? And I got to tell you, my sales organization has the best relationships in this business, and it goes a long, long way. You win a lot of ties if you got good, great relationships, and I think that's one of the key things for us.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for spending time with us and talking to our audience about what's been going on here with Mohawk on the residential side. Again, been talking to Jeff Meadows, and you've been watching Kemp R and FloridaDaily.net.